It's Red News Podcast, I don't know the number, and in the car back with the sellers after another, do the same thing over and over and over again, and you go mad, insanity, shit game, so get all the swear words out. If you don't like swearing, fast forward, bollocks, shit,
cunt,
what,
bricks,
bullshit,
dickheads,
fuck faces. I just can't. I can't believe everything we've just seen, but it's fucking shocking. The man, I don't know, Steve Armstrong from UWS said he'd have to have a wank on the pitch and he still wouldn't get sacked. I just think surely he'll fall on his own sword, because this is a year fucking happening. This is nothing new. It's not just this bad run of games and we're saying the same things. So Mark puts on Adnan, 4 minutes to go. I mean, I'm not saying Adnan's the answer and everyone's crying for him, that's how desperate we're getting, but what is going on?
Well, he's the only option of pace we've got in our team at the minute. Bar Marshall, well, he just seems to be running into defenders every time.
Yeah, but the poor lad's knackered, not getting any fucking help. What? I don't even know what the tactics were today. They're that inexplicable.
I can tell you what the tactics are. Same has been all fucking season. Sit back, wait for a mistake, and if it don't happen, we're fucked.
The philosophy.
Shite.
K-Stan never sees a goal. 0-0 half-time. There's nothing positive. Is there?
No.
He steadied the shit with all that bollocks. Yes, he did. Great. First season.
No, it's not exactly steady at the moment.
Well, Mark's obviously the one who's the Moyes fan, so he's...
This is fucking worse than Moyes. He's Moyes from fucking 80-odd crosses into the box to no one.
I've said in the mag, and thanks to all who supported it, I was young enough to come Sexton, and I was so excited as a kid, and it sat the edge of me. This is worse than a Sexton, and there's old timers now who never slag off United going, this is the worst football they've ever seen consistently. It's just nothing. Nathan?
Yeah, it's just terrible. It's like every game, it's like, got like, what,
Groundhog Day.
Sheffield the other week, and I felt weird, like, in a way, I felt really bad on Sheffield because we were terrible. And we're terrible every week. We were terrible against Liverpool.
West Ham, Norwich.
It's just never ending. But what's going to happen?
Well, he's got to fall on his own sword. I just can't. The man has dignity. It's not like I dislike, as we say, don't dislike him. We just can't stand the football. He's got pride. You know, the players aren't. They're not happy. They're not performing for him. They're moaning about him behind his back. So you're just going to keep the farce going? And that we're suddenly saying, well, we've got to make top four again. United are not a top side that should look to top four. And that's what we're clinging to. Swear words, bollocks, shit, wank, twat.
The fact that we've already resigned ourselves to our expectations being lower in terms of, instead of, like, obviously we are aiming to win the league, but the realistic aim is getting top four. So we've already lowered our... Whenever was that an objective?
No, it wasn't.
And now we can't. It doesn't even seem like we're going to be able to achieve that.
And the suits, you know, they've got to realise the main thing that keeps all their fucking noodle partners wanking each other off is the football. They've got, you know, if Woodward has any bottle, he's got to be. Yeah, I don't know. It was almost a resignation. We knew today was happening. We knew it would happen. There was no saving, we won at Anfield. We were terrible against a shite Liverpool side. Two really bad teams. I usually plead for positivity. I don't know what...
There's no fucking words.
So we're just all going to get pissed. Mark's going for an Italian. That's probably the most exciting thing, him saying, describing a Peroni after the game is the most excited I've been for the last 2 hours.
The fact that for a little bit of that second half we were talking about different stadiums from Europe and which ones have heaters.
That's how bad it was during the second half. And I said to
I can safely say I'm glad I don't see
that. We said, and Southampton settled for the draw, and we said they'll never have a better chance of winning. Because they were just there. And when Charlie Austin this morning said, we're there for the taking, and we fucking are. That resignation on United fans' faces is just horrible. And after Moyes, those City 3-0, Liverpool 3-0, they were horrible faces to see. And now it's just like a blank every week.